Foundation.
At Village Green Apothecary, they've created a unique free program called the Essentials of Healthy Living, or EHL for short. EHL helps you develop a customized plan to take the guesswork out of which supplements you need. Visit their Bethesda location at 5415 West Cedar Lane and check out their easy-to-use EHL display. You can get free information cards about your health needs, from chronic ailments to heart health, allergies, or dietary issues. You'll find EHL information.
Hello, welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living on AM 1260, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane, Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the next hour, and I want you to tune in every week because you'll get to hear Kevin Passaro, my co-host, as we alternate these shows. And we do try to bring these shows to you for your health, diet, nutrition, lifestyle. The show is also streamed through MyVillageGreen.com. That's MyVillageGreen.com. And we're on the air every Thursday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. I want to remind you to go to the Village Green site and ask the expert. You can put in ideas for topics for the show as well, but you can ask questions about your health, about your family's health, and you can get advice. You can also visit the store at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, and they have a lot of experts to help you in all areas of health, diet, nutrition. Also, I wanted to mention that they've got a sale going on, and this goes on until January 2nd. Village Green, 35% off on Pathway products, 25% off on all other supplements, including practitioner lines, and 20% off their beauty care items. So that sale is going on until January 2nd. Today we're going to be speaking with Sarah Ducey. She's a certified nutrition specialist with a master's degree in human nutrition from Michigan State University. Sarah is a faculty member at the Montgomery College in Rockville, Maryland. We are going to be talking about food contaminants, water contaminants. We're going to cover a lot of information. We will focus on bisphenol A and some of the non-stick cookware. Sarah has a lot of good information. And usually I begin the show with news you can use, and so I'm going to focus on this area of food and water contaminants. Now, what do we mean by contaminants? It means it shouldn't be there. And what we have is a huge change in the last 100 to 200 years. For 2 million years of human history on Earth, we have had natural toxins and natural chemicals, but we haven't had the man-made chemicals. And now, especially in the last 100 years, we have a huge amount of chemical exposures. So we're going to talk about some of the natural ones and the ones that aren't so natural. When we talk about chemicals of concern, I'm going to highlight this issue. If you would like more information, your best resource is the Environmental Working Group. That's the Environmental Working Group, and they have a wonderful site, www.ewg.org. And you can go through that site. They have articles, they have updates. It's very, very thorough. So some of the chemicals that are of concern, and there are thousands of chemicals, so I'm certainly not naming them all, but arsenic is certainly one, asbestos, bisphenol A, also known as BPA, fluoride, and people are surprised at that because it's in the water supply. But fluoride is a problem, and the Institute of Medicine just recently, in the last year, published a publication about their concerns on water fluoridation, and that the type of fluoride being used in 92% of the fluoridated water supplies has not been thoroughly tested. There are also connections with fluoride and cancers, fluoride and lower IQ, developmental issues. It can be a neurotoxin, have a negative effect on bone, make bones more brittle. So fluoride is a significant concern. Others, lead, Mercury's always a concern, and we've talked about the environmental, the industrial exposure, mercury amalgams, mercury as thimerosal in many kinds of cosmetics and products and injectables, including some vaccines. Nitrates, they are a problem. Perchlorates, phthalates, and PCBs, polychlorinated biphenyls, and flame retardants, also called PBDEs, it's alphabet soup, and PVCs, also called polyfluorochemicals, or Teflon is how you know the PFCs. Health effects. Now, again, there are so many broad health effects, but the health effects of these contaminants and chemicals and toxins that we're exposed to affect us at the biochemical or cellular level. There are changes. They are measurable. Birth defects and developmental delays, brain and nervous system effects, cancers, endocrine system problems, blood system called hematologic, blood system problems, immune system, allergies, mutations, organ system toxicities, and persistent and bioaccumulative. What that means that you get exposed, you don't get rid of it, and you get exposed again, so you accumulate. Reproduction and fertility effects, respiratory system, and skin effects. Now, how do we get exposed? There are lots of ways that we get exposed, but if we boil it down to simplicity, food, air, water, consumer products, personal care products, and it's found in people. I have a few articles I'm going to go over with you to discuss how serious the situation is. Let's start with drinking water. And more than 230 million Americans drink chlorinated water, and it may contain hundreds of what are called disinfectant byproducts, which have been shown to cause miscarriage, birth defects, bladder and colon cancer. So that's a byproduct of chlorinating the water. There's 2.2 billion pounds of pesticides, all of which are toxic to varying degrees, and they are used annually, 2.2 billion pounds. 75,000 different chemicals have been introduced into the environment since 1945. That's not that long ago. The EPA has established standards and testing for less than 100 different chemicals out of 75,000. And these are contaminants in water and food. And they're found in drinking water legally permissible if within the FDA's allowable standards. And those standards tend to change. MTBE is a gasoline additive, and it's been found in groundwater as a result of leaking tanks. And that problem is expected to worsen. So that's just a tidbit on some of the water issues. This is hot off the press, published December 3rd, 2009. Chemicals from cosmetics and perfumes and other fragrances have actually been detected along with dozens of other industrial compounds in the umbilical cords of babies, African American, Asian, and Latino. And this is in the United States, and it was a national study just released Wednesday. The laboratory tests that were done found 232 chemicals and pollutants in the umbilical cords of the 10 babies tested in 5 states between December 2007 and June 2008. It's a small study, but it's striking. Another interesting tidbit, Chinese honey contains an antibiotic. And this is a contaminant. This is an antibiotic that's used but shouldn't be in the food supply. And the U.S. Customs Service and the FDA have been investigating honey from China and have found the antibiotic. And this is an antibiotic that's used to treat serious infections. And it can lead to a rare type of anemia. So here we have food being contaminated with an antibiotic. A little tidbit about organic, and Sarah and I are going to talk about the importance of organic foods, but just to let people know, organic is definitely healthier, But we are all exposed to these toxins. They're in the polar ice cap. They circulate. They're in the air, in the water. And even with organic farming, we still get some pesticide residue. But look at the difference here. This is data gathered from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, California Department of Pesticide Regulation. And it was their data and private tests that found in conventional fruits and vegetables, between 65% and 90% had at least one pesticide residue or more. Only 23% of the organic samples contained one or more residues. So we know that organic is definitely safer and healthier, and we will talk about that on the show today. Remember, arsenic is still a problem, and it's especially a problem in treated wood. And it was back in 2002, under pressure from consumers, that Congress and the EPA, along with the wood industry, all agreed to stop using arsenic-based wood preservatives. So consumer efforts make a big difference. Keep yourself informed and make sure you let your politicians know. I just want to remind you that you're listening to The Essentials of Healthy Living, and we'll be back to talk to Sarah Ducey about food and water contaminants. This is Dana Lake, your host. Please stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
There are trillions of cells in your body. When they are well nourished, they support energy levels, stress response, and all major organ systems. Quality whole foods contain intelligent, bioavailable nutrients. This intelligence cannot be mimicked by isolated fractions of vitamins and minerals alone. Choose a Megafood Cold Fusion food state or food-based formula and experience the true quality of radiant health. For more information, call 800-848-2542.
Bridging the gap between naturaceuticals and pharmaceuticals, that's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulas, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Ask your functional medicine consultant for complete details. For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Are you one of the 100 million Americans who suffer from digestive difficulties? Often poor digestion is caused by an imbalance in the intestinal bacteria. The solution for enhanced digestion, enhanced health, and enhanced immunity is Gerodophilus EPS. Gero's enhanced probiotic system is enteric-coated and able to deliver up to 200 times more of its 8 strains of beneficial bacteria directly to the intestines in a vegetarian capsule. Ask for Gerodophilus EPS at your local health food store or go to Gero.com. That's Jarrow for the best in probiotic supplements.
You've been listening to the Essentials of Healthy Living show, so isn't it time you visited the store that brought you this great program? At Village Green Apothecary, you can find all the products you need to support your healthy lifestyle. They have just what you need for a healthier lifestyle, from vitamins and minerals to body care products and books. Best of all, they'll give you the kind of personalized service you just won't get at a chain drugstore. Visit them at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda or call 301-530-0800.
Hello, listeners. Welcome back to The Essentials of Healthy Living, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, alternating this show with Dr. Kevin Passaro to bring you a wide variety of information about your health. Please tune in every Thursday morning, 9 to 10 a.m. This is our new spot, and we will be here long term. Thursday mornings, 9 to 10 a.m. on AM 1260. I promised that we would be talking to Sarah Ducey, and she is with us on the phone. Sarah is a certified nutrition specialist with a master's degree in human nutrition from Michigan State University. She's an esteemed faculty member at Montgomery College, Rockville, Maryland. I have talked to many of her students. Sarah is a motivator, and she has a lot of information to share. Today, we're going to be talking about food contaminants. Welcome to the show, Sarah.
Thank you so much, Dana. Glad to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you. We talked in the first segment, just some general information about contaminants and how we get them and the sources, food and water, and we listed in general the types of chemicals. It's mind-boggling to even consider how many there are. It is really impossible to discuss it in an hour, certainly. Maybe even 12 hours would be difficult. But I know we wanted to focus on bisphenol A. First, Sarah, just tell us a little bit about your background and what you do at Montgomery College.
Well, as you mentioned, I have a master's degree in human nutrition, and that was my beginning at starting in this nutrition field. I have taught for Montgomery College for 20 years now, and have had the pleasure of teaching in a few different departments, both the entry level and at a more advanced level for those that are going on to be healthcare practitioners. I am currently working on a second master's degree in public health with a focus on environmental health, and this is how I've gotten to be so interested in really being able to answer my students' questions and the community's questions about what should I eat, what's safe to eat, and how do I make better choices.
Excellent. And you do such a wonderful job. I think it's hard to get into your class sometimes, Sarah.
I do get a lot of desperate emails.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, let's start off with bisphenol A. It's certainly been a controversy, and it's been a roller coaster ride trying to get this out. Tell us a little bit about the history.
Well, bisphenol A was, you know, I have to first of all say, I think that humans are pretty darn creative, and I really admire our sort of scientific and technical skills. And here's what happens, is sometimes that goes awry. They came up with a wonderful additive, thought it was wonderful, called bisphenol A, that was used, for example, to line cans that might store tomato sauce. Most of you have, you know, you wheel your little can opener open and you open up your diced tomatoes or your tomato sauce, you recognize that after you pour your tomatoes out, there's really like a plastic liner inside the can. I'm old enough to remember when it used to be a metal color inside the can, and if my can of tomatoes was actually reasonably old, it would have been discolored and pitted as the tomato had actually started to erode the metal. Well, this BPA was put in as a barrier, really a liner, a true liner, in between the food and the can, and we thought this was genius. But here's the deal. It actually migrates or moves into your food. That was one use of it. Another use was that they would add it to plastics to make plastic actually look clearer and to be more shatter-resistant. Again, because I'm over 50, I remember that people would have those bottles, and I'm not sure, I probably shouldn't use a name, but those big wide-mouth water bottles that people who used to work in science labs would have that were a cloudy plastic. And if you dropped them, they sort of bounced, but they would also, after a while, break. Well, then what happened was they decided they could make the plastic clearer, which people like. We like the look of a clear, you know, bottle to contain water. And then they were shatter resistant. You could actually drop them all the time, and people didn't pay attention to dropping them because there was no consequence. Again, the problem is we solved one technological problem, which was that we made things look better and we made them function better. But now again, the BPA, which is what we called bisphenol A as the nickname, would migrate into the water. And this is especially true if the bottle got heated up. For example, you left it in your car for a while, or that you took it out to the field when you were playing soccer or frisbee. And so this is a problem. And then furthermore, you'd have people like me who, before I understood what was happening, I thought it was just a great way to sanitize my bisphenol A-containing canisters, you know, my water bottles and so forth, by putting them through my dishwasher. Well, then I'm actually using the heat of the dishwasher to pull out the BPA and actually distribute it all over all of my food, you know, all my food containers, my plates, my silver, and so forth. So the good news is we figured out we're in trouble. Now, the bad news is we're not moving fast enough, but if you start to look for labels that say BPA-free, you can buy a new plastic water bottle. I'm actually at the point where I'm recommending to people, pony up the extra money. It will cost you about $25 for a good stainless steel water bottle. That's where I'm going, and in fact, for the holidays, that's what I'm going to give to some of the nephews and nieces, because I think what we have found is BPA is bad for reproductive health. It's an endocrine disruptor. We don't want babies drinking it. We don't want teens drinking it. We don't want adults drinking it. And I don't know if you've heard about this, but a study came out just a few weeks ago. Men working in a chemical factory in China, within months of working in the plant, were having trouble with what we would call ED or erectile dysfunction just from this chemical exposure.
Because it's estrogenic.
It's causing all kinds of havoc. And the estrogenic effect is one of the things that we think, fascinatingly enough, is also related not just to this classic problem that we see in men, but also to a whole host of sort of metabolic syndrome problems. And metabolic syndrome, if I could just summarize some of those things, where a person's big around the middle, that belly weight, that their blood pressure goes up, that their insulin levels go up, their blood sugar goes up, and on, blood lipids. So all the things that we're using currently, we're using drugs to manage in America, could be chemical poisoning.
You know, it's fascinating, but it's we don't usually think of it. We're always thinking of it's just calories, but it really isn't just about calories.
Well, you know, I actually tell my students, I say, now, I don't want you to think that we're going to violate the laws of physics in this class, but I need you not to be overly distracted by this calories in, calories out argument, because it is so much more complex than that.
It certainly is. Why has there been an up and down sort of roller coaster ride trying to get bisphenol out?
Well, we probably do have to go into the political world on this. It is an industry versus the public kind of a thing, and the industry is doing more lobbying. I think that to be fair to consumers are overwhelmed with how many problems there are to address. I mean, the more we know, the more upset we get. So if I were to sit down and make a judgment about what one letter would I write to the Food and Drug Administration or to my congresswoman, or do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's overwhelming. I feel like, how can I possibly write all the letters that need to be written? Do you know? I got a plaintiff plea yesterday for something that I really think I should write a letter about, but I'm thinking, well, maybe I should be writing the BPA letter, but this other one that came up yesterday I think is actually, you know, it's a bigger fish to fry. So I think the customer, the consumer is overwhelmed, and I think they have not spoken loudly enough about single issues. So if we just saw BPA as just one thing and we thought we had to write one letter about BPA, then people just get overwhelmed that they can't do that. I think we need to have a very broad demand of our government to do a better job right across the board. And we have one problem after another where the industry, as I say, I'm admiring of science and technology, but I think we always have to come back and say, is this right? Have we done the right thing? And in our quest to do things better and faster and more beautifully and so forth, did we put ourselves in harm's way? And let me give you an example of another one of these sort of technological advances that we have come to accept as every day, and it is the non-stick frying pan. I would love to talk about this. And this is actually changing away from BPA, but moving into these perfluorochemicals.
Yes.
And these perfluorochemicals, which have, they're polymers, which means they're long chains of fluoride. And some of the names, I will use names here, because these are well known to be containing these products. If you saw a trademark or copyright that had Teflon or Scotchgard or Stainmaster or Gore-Tex, these are names that our audience knows. These products contain these perfluorochemicals. And these products are yet another, completely different structurally from what BPA is. But again, they become a part of our food supply. They become a part of our water supply, and we're consuming them. And here's what has happened. In my own household, I have gotten rid of my nonstick frying pans. And I can tell you that it's hard to not have these things. You know, my husband was making fried eggs for our daughter the other day. It was her birthday, and she wanted fried eggs for breakfast. Well, he could not get these eggs to not stick in the pan, and he used quite a bit of olive oil in the bottom of this, and they just, I mean, he was just frustrated. He had to throw the first two out. He changed to another pan, and he was like, Sarah, why can't I have a nonstick pan? And I'm like, read my paper on perfluorochemicals. And he's like, fine. But it's like, it's hard. We got so used to how, you know, these pans where you could actually just, the egg would slide left, slide right. It made life so easy. But I want
what I'd like to do, Sarah, we have to take a break, and I want to cover this thoroughly because this is an extremely important concept for our listeners. Listeners, you're listening to The Essentials of Healthy Living, brought to you by Village Green. Remember, they've got a sale going on now till January 2nd. This is Dana Lake, your host. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more information from Sarah Ducey.
Ever wish you had a healthy living coach? Well, you do. Village Green Apothecary has 45 trained professionals who are here to help you, including pharmacists, nutritionists, an herbalist, and naturopath. They take the time to really know you and give you a customized solution to your healthcare needs. From vitamins and minerals to compounded prescriptions, they have the personalized answers you need to create your healthy lifestyle. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or call 301-530-0800.
Did you know the average American consumes 135 pounds of sugar a year? Get the lowdown on sugar and the natural support of GlucoCare from Himalaya Herbal Healthcare. GlucoCare has been clinically proven to maintain blood sugar levels within normal range. It also supports normal triglycerides and cholesterol levels and normally functioning cells of the pancreas. Get the lowdown on sugar and reach for all-natural GlucoCare by Himalaya Herbal Healthcare, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Overwhelmed, overstressed, overworked, overeating, overindulging. Tis the season to overdo. Protect yourself and your family with TwinLab Immunity Booster, Multivitamins, and Stress B Complex. TwinLab vitamins and minerals can help your family stay healthy, even when they're not acting healthy. Protect your family with TwinLab, the most trusted name in vitamins. TwinLab vitamins are available at all Better Health and natural food stores.
Wondering how to turn your bedroom into a hothouse? The answer is hot plants, the natural herbal way to make sex fun, vibrant, and satisfying. Two unique formulas, one for him and one for her, developed by Chris Killam, the medicine hunter. Chris's book, Hot Plants, features these exciting products from enzymatic therapy. Hot Plants from the Science of Enzymatic Therapy, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Isn't it time you visited Village Green Apothecary? They've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 40 years, and they still take the time to really know each of their customers and provide individualized attention and personalized service. With over 10,000 products in stock, they have just what you need for a healthier lifestyle, from vitamins and minerals to a full array of natural beauty care products and health-related books. Visit them at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda or call 301-530-0800.
Hi, listeners. Welcome back to The Essentials of Healthy Living, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, where there's a wonderful sale going on now through Saturday, January 2nd. 35% off all the Pathway products, 25% off all other supplements, including their practitioner lines, and 20% off beauty care items. So get down to Village Green at 5415 West Cedar Lane. We have been talking with Sarah Ducey about food and water contaminants. We covered bisphenol A as a synthetic estrogen and what we call an endocrine disruptor and the negative effects of BPA on health and how many products it's in, including the effects in males of increasing erectile dysfunction. So we've got reproductive problems, erectile dysfunction, and the line goes on. So we were starting our talk about Teflon, and I want to get back to that because it's so important. And Sarah, I would like you to list again the names of the companies other than Teflon for these perfluorochemicals.
Well, the list of names would go on and on and on. I'll go through some of those. It would be like Silverstone, Teflon, Scotchgard, Stainmaster, Gore-Tex. So, for example, this is not just on your cookware. This is on your furniture. This is on your clothing. You know these advertisements where they advertise the man can drop his food all over his clothes and just slides right off. That, which, by the way, just don't be sloppy and we'd be okay, right? the stain-resistant clothing and furniture the soft furniture all have this on it. And in fact, you have to pay extra to get stuff that has been actually custom made to not have these coatings. Now, these coatings are clever. I told you they're wonderful in the way that they function. We love what they do. You could drop, you know, somebody could be at your home for a party, drop some food on your couch, you wipe it right off. Oh, how wonderful. But, and let me tell you where else you're going to find this. You're also going to find it on the nonstick utensils that you're using in your household. And so that's one of those places where I'd gotten rid of the nonstick pans, but not the utensils, and I had to clean up that act. It's also, and this will just infuriate you, but the packaging that you have, for example, the liner of the French fry container at a popular local fast food restaurant, they will have it. If you buy paper plates that have a slight sheen to them, that aren't just the old-fashioned paper plates where the food just soaks in and makes a big mess, the ones that have a slightly slippery, shiny surface, they have the PFCs. The inside of the microwave popcorn containers, you know, the packaging that you stick into the microwave, they have it. So I need people to think, hey, I'm going to make popcorn from scratch. It's cheaper and it's better, okay, folks? And then, yes, you have to wash the pan. There's also, they're using this nonstick stuff in all kinds of personal care products. It's like you can't avoid it. Your children are going to schools where the carpets have been treated with it. You are sitting on furniture at your friends' homes that have been treated with it. Your clothing, it's like you have to be an old-fashioned hippie to get clothes that don't have this junk in it. And it's infuriating because, most of us are sort of busy, so we think, well, why don't I just do some catalog shopping and order some pants from this company and some pants from that company. If you look at the men's pants, it is darn hard to find a pair of chinos that is not treated with the stain-resistant and iron, you know, sort of the ones you don't have to iron.
Permapress.
And these all have this junk right in it. So those are what are called perfluorochemicals. They bioaccumulate inside bodies. They are accumulating in the environment. They do not degrade. So the Teflon that we made in the 1960s is out in the environment. It is in the animals in the Arctic. The way the environment moves, the water moves, bioaccumulates in the oceans and migrates to the Arctic. And we have adult animals that are actually just simply dropping dead because they have bioaccumulated so many chemicals. It's unbelievable. And so it's sort of like we've already done a lot of damage. But what we need to do now is we need to just say no. We don't want the nonstick pants. We don't want the nonstick pans. We don't want the nonstick liner of our French fries.
Do you think we're looking at regulation? Because Environmental Working Group certainly works on this effort, but it takes so long to get a product that got grandfathered in without any testing to get it out takes forever.
Well, here's what's crazy about, and first of all, I love the work that Environmental Working Group does, and I rely on their materials. I do a lot of my own original research since I'm working on this master's degree. Trust me, my head is in the literature. I'm at the medical library. I'm doing a lot of, you know, really reading all the original research. But they do a fine job of summarizing it for the public, and so that's a good thing. With the perfluorochemicals, what happened was the ones that we actually got a good data stream on, and we were able to say, okay, this stuff is harmful. It is harming the people in the area by the factories that make it. It is harming the people who are eating the food made in it and so forth. So then the companies say, okay, we'll take that one out and we'll replace it with a new one. But the new one will go into the new frying pans or onto the new nonstick pans. And then those aren't tested. So the fear is that what we're replacing them with is probably just as harmful, but perhaps just differently
right.
harmful. And so it's sort of like they just keep changing. They just swap out to the next one. And we keep, you know, it's like, I don't know, it's sort of like when somebody pulls the chair out from under you, right?
Yes.
It's like we can't catch up with them when they're a moving target. And it's a great strategy on their part as an industry. But human beings are being harmed, and not just human beings are being harmed. Like I said, these large mammals, the big marine mammals at the Arctic, are paying dearly for us not wanting to wash a pan or to wash people's clothing, or to have to be more cautious when we sit on the couch.
Well, it is a distressing state. And as I had mentioned earlier on the show, it's even in the polar ice cap. So all of these contaminants are everywhere, even if people are trying hard to avoid them.
Yeah.
I know that certain things like arsenic use are way down. But what you're saying is even if we get rid of this one, the other one comes in.
Exactly.
And it looks like they don't have to have safety testing.
Well, okay, so how do you do safety? How do you do toxicological testing for something that has an impact after you've been exposed chronically at low levels for 30 years? It's like, you can't get there from here is sort of how it goes. You know, we have tried all kinds of new things. I think there's a term that I'll use right now, and we don't have time to discuss, but it's called nanotechnology.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're putting teeny tiny particles into our food, and they're like, oh, wonderful, this makes the food stay on the shelf longer. Or, oh, we can change the form of iron and make it so tiny, it's nano iron, and we can put it in, you know, into a formulation and it has better absorption. Well, that's sort of interesting, but then what else does it do differently? Totally untested and already in the marketplace. You know, so, and we're not even talking about the whole issue about genetically modified foods where they changed our foods without our permission and without informing us, really. They aren't labeled. So the food environment has become more dangerous to us, and it's sort of crazy. People will say, you know, they come and take my class. They spend 15 weeks beating their brains out trying to learn all this stuff, and it's like they come away feeling like you have to have a PhD in food safety to understand our environment, you know, the whole food environment.
Yes.
And it's like you shouldn't need a PhD to know how to eat safely. You just shouldn't. But we've made it that hard, and it is because it's an industrialized food supply.
Well, it goes back to the adage, when you read a label and you read contents, if you can't pronounce it, you should not be eating it, and you should not be eating on it or cooking in it.
Well, there's that. This is always easy advice. I always tell my students, eat the most simple foods you can find from a place grown in a place you know or raised by people you know. You know, the smaller scale agriculture is safer. I'm actually going to be teaching a class this spring looking at the food system, really. I'm teaching it for another school. I'm teaching it for the University of Maryland out at the Shady Grove campus. And we're going to look at how is it that we got into this trouble, really looking at food policies that are steering us toward these more difficult foods, more dangerous foods, rather than to point us in the direction of the simple, the effective, the food of the past that really did meet people's needs. And we've just got to somehow cobble together a strategy for the future.
We sure do. I think you've really described this well. I also wanted to talk about some of the health effects of the PFCs, the Teflon, the Scotchgard, etc., that when it gets into the body, we know it affects the brain and nervous system, but there are a lot of other effects that can occur too.
You know, there are, and some of them are focused again around reproductive harm, and we actually find that young women are particularly vulnerable. This is why I have two young women for my children. They're actually in their early 20s now. One of them is living at home and eats, you know, using our foods and our food ware. And I said to my husband, we just simply can't have this stuff in the household. It harms them reproductively. And so we're finding that you have trouble with the offspring. I can go through things like when babies are born at smaller birth weight.
Mm-hmm.
And I think some of the people in our audience know that babies who are born small actually have health problems that chase them for life. It is one of the most important measures we ever take of you is how much you weighed at birth.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing is that you might see that in adults and children, you would see elevated cholesterol. We see interference with the thyroid function, abnormal thyroid hormone levels. They've seen inflammation in the liver. Well, your liver is about one of the most important things you've got. I guess maybe we would pick the brain to be more important because you don't know you're alive if your brain doesn't work.
That's right.
But you're not alive if your liver doesn't work. And also interferes with immune system function.
So we get autoimmunity. Autoimmunity.
Yeah. So these are all good reasons to back off on our exposure to these, what are called PFCs.
Well, I always, because I do a lot of work in developmental delays, I always get concerned with every single one of these toxins, pesticides, chemicals, has with it developmental delays, and we are seeing that increase so significantly and exponentially, and it certainly includes the neurodevelopmental delays like autism.
Yeah.
So I'm going to remind our listeners to stay with us, because when we come back after the break, we will talk to Sarah some more about contaminants in food and water. We've been talking to Sarah Ducey. You're listening to The Essentials of Healthy Living. I'm Dana Lake, your host. Please stay with us. We will be right back.
Since 1973, Megafood has been providing supplements which harness the power of phytonutrient-rich whole foods. For optimum nutrition and true vitality, we need foods which have not been damaged by heat. Megafood's state-of-the-art cold fusion process naturally protects the delicate phytonutrients present in whole food. Supplement daily with an easy-to-digest Megafood formula and enjoy the best that food has to offer. For information, call 800-848-2542.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of FitFood, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and much more. Each delicious serving of FitFood contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber, immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. FitFood provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com, available now through your healthcare professional at Village Green Apothecary. All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
CoQ10 is a powerful antioxidant that supports heart function, energy production, immune response, and protects against damage from free radicals. Aging reduces our ability to absorb CoQ10 from our diet, and taking a highly absorbable CoQ10 supplement is key to ensuring optimal levels within the body. So don't just settle for any CoQ10 supplement. Ask specifically for Gero Formula's QH Absorb at Village Green Apothecary. Or for more information on QH Absorb, go to Gero.com. That's Jarrow for the best in highly absorbable, bioavailable CoQ10 supplement.
Welcome back to the last segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. And we're winding up this show that we've had with Sarah Ducey on water and food contaminants with some information and some more tips and hints for how you can be healthier. I just want to remind you again, Village Green's big winter sale going on now until Saturday, January 2nd, 35% off Pathway products, 25% off all other supplements, including their practitioner lines, and 20% off beauty care items. And you can also go green with Village Green, so go on myvillagegreen.com. Get expert advice. Go green. It's one of the best resources you will have for your health, nutrition, and diet. So, Sarah, welcome back to our last segment of this show. Let's summarize a little bit for our listeners some of the points that you've made and, again, summarize what they can do to be healthier.
Well, we talked a lot about the contaminants from the containers that hold our food. We talked about the nonstick pans and the nonstick liners that are inside, for example, fast food containers, popcorn containers, and so forth. We'd also talked about bisphenol A, which is a plastic additive that is used to make bottles shatterproof, like the big, crispy water bottles that so many people carried around over the last 5 to 10 years. And that what we really need to do is to not be serving or storing our foods or preparing them in these kinds of containers that have molecular structures that will actually move from the container into your food and that you would then consume them. I have a couple of pieces of advice. One is anything that's plastic, I pretty much think you shouldn't put in your dishwasher. This has been terribly hard for me to do because I always kept thinking I was doing myself a favor to use a high temperature to sanitize them. But I think we need to get away from that. I would definitely never, never, never put a plastic container in the microwave. I see people do it every single day. I see people do it at my college. I see people do it in the office. I see people do it in their homes, and they think, oh, it's no big deal. It's a big deal. You do not heat food in plastics. That's what glass is for. And I think that there are a lot of high-temperature ceramics and wonderful glass products that people can use to store food, and this is what I'm doing. When I have leftovers, I'm not sticking them in plastic. For the most part, I'm putting them in glass. When you have a water bottle, at this point, I think stainless steel is your best bet. I do have an aluminum one. I think it makes my water taste like aluminum. which is way less of a problem than plastic. But I like the taste of fresh water, so I'm going for stainless.
Excellent.
Now, you know, we probably should talk about water, the water itself, rather than the container, because I think a lot of people have questions about how do I make some choices about water. And I sort of, I go back and forth on this, but let's start here. I think everybody should filter their water that comes out of the tap, especially if you're in an area where they have problems. All right? Now, the tap water in America is some of the cleanest water on Earth. Now, it's not perfect. And another time, perhaps, we can talk about some of the contaminants that are coming through the water stream that actually are excreted drugs from people. But mostly, what I think people should do, the easy step here, is to get one of those filters that is containing carbon. Carbon is a wonderful filter. It's about the best thing we have that is a cheap solution. Now, some people are interested in what is called a reverse osmosis.
Mm-hmm.
And it's wonderful in a lot of regards, but I'm a nutritionist, and I always have to come full circle here and say, I really don't like the idea that you took out a whole lot of really nice minerals out of my water, because water is actually a source of minerals in a good diet. And we lose them when we do the reverse osmosis. We've made the water just pure water, but that's not really what water is to us. Water should be a vehicle for minerals. So I worry about that. I would not rely on reverse osmosis for my only water supply.
Or complete distillation.
Oh, I would never. I know people do drink that stuff, but I recommend against it strongly.
Yeah, the hard water is good for us.
It is. It's those minerals that make it so hard to rinse your soap off, they're fantastic for you. Now, I also do recommend that when you cook, you use filtered water. And so if I make a soup or if I'm boiling vegetables or whatever, potatoes, for example, if I'm boiling potatoes, I'm using filtered water to do that. And I just have one of those pitcher-style filters is what I'd use for the most part. You should remember to change your filters, because filters do build up bacterial contamination over time. You don't. I know some people think, well, it's the water still moves through it, so it must be okay. When they age out, and they do have little, they give you recommendation on how many pitchers full or how many months or whatever, change them, swap them out. There's an interesting thing that I have to point out about pregnancy, which is that in pregnancy you actually have an increased need for water, and that if we're going to support your health, you have to drink more water. And so you really should be very thoughtful about what kind of water you're drinking, because you're drinking so much, and because, of course, we have this developing baby that's exposed to whatever you consume. Same for babies, filtered water for babies. And I think probably when people think about it, the fact that your skin is such a large organ and that you can absorb chemicals through your skin, it's probably wise for people to consider getting filters for their showers to filter out some of this junk that we have.
Or whole house filters.
Or to do a whole house filter, which costs more money, but honestly, your skin exposures are greater than your dietary exposures, and most people don't think about that.
Right. What filtering systems do you recommend?
You know, I don't have any names, name brands. I can't think of that it would be fair to do that. I think that for just if you're just doing the pitcher type, any of the ones that have the carbon filters do a pretty fine job.
Yes.
There are some very sophisticated water systems that have various features, and I would say it's not fair for me to weigh in on that, because I have not done a head-to-head comparison.
Well, it's a tough one to compare, and I agree with you on the reverse osmosis. I also think it's not very green, and that it wastes a lot of water.
Well, there you go. So, it's hard. There's a lecture that I give my students that I call the greening of your kitchen, where I talk about a lot of different things. And there are times when I say, I need you to understand, sometimes being green is in direct conflict with what is healthy for you. And I'll give you one specific example. My textbook that I teach out of says that microwaving is the better way to go for cooking because it uses less energy. Well, I disagree with using microwave for most of your cooking. I think it should be used minimally, and that the conventional or convection oven would be ideal for heating foods. So I try not to microwave my leftovers. I put them into a glass box, you know, like a Pyrex might be one of the companies people are familiar with, but any of these companies that make the glassware, into the oven, heat it up. And first of all, many of my students can't believe this, but the food tastes better out of the oven. You get more even heating out of the oven, and the evenness is important because you're more likely to kill off anything that's grown since the last time you had that food out. Leftovers are a real risk with foodborne illness, and people are using the microwave where it overheats some of it. So one part of it is bubbling madly, and you think, oh, it must be done. And you know how that goes. People will bite into it later and they're like, oh, this part's still cold, which means you didn't kill the various microbes that were in there. So, you know, if you want to be green, you use the microwave. But if you want to be sensible for your own health, use your oven. And you can get smaller ovens so you're not heating too much. So I actually have a tabletop oven that's like a, you know, a toaster oven type that has an oven function, so that if you're only heating a small amount, you could do that. But, you know, sometimes it's a challenge to meet both of those needs, and I try to be very green, but I also try and think about, you know, taking care of myself.
Right, and these are the decisions that are so tough. Any other tidbits that you think our listeners need to know? I always like, Sarah, when they come away from the show, right then and there, they can make a change. They can do something.
Well, here's, you know, if there's one statement, I'm going to start a new topic. I'm going to say, I would like people to buy more organic food. And I know it costs more money, and I know that that's a frustration. I know that I sort of growl when I'm at the grocery store and I'm buying some really fine-looking organic food, because when the person gives me the summary and I'm like, I could have gone to Europe for that. I'm teasing. I can't get to Europe for... Well, anyways, the point is that what you get when you buy organic is a whole host of features that isn't just, you can't say, I got an apple, or I could have gone to a different store and bought another apple and that they would be the same. Here's what happens. The earth is better off for you buying that organic apple. The workers who worked on the farm, they're better off for you buying the organic apple. You are better off. You have less exposure to pesticides. You have increased exposure to nutrients and especially these things we call phytochemicals. Part of why we had trouble showing that organic foods were better than the conventionally grown was people were asking the wrong questions. I think some of our listeners know that ketchup has a red color that comes from a chemical called lycopene. It turns out that if you buy organic ketchup, it has way more lycopene than does the regular ketchup. So if you have, let's say you have 2 tablespoons of ketchup on something, you get way more of lycopene, which actually helps prevent cancer.
You know, that is a wonderful final tip. I think you've given us lots to think about. And, Sarah, thank you so much for joining us. Sarah Ducey will have you back again so we can continue the topic.
Well, it was a pleasure, and I'll be glad to come on back.
Okay. Well, listeners, you got lots of good information on what to avoid and what to include. I want to remind you about Village Green Sale going on now until Saturday, January 2nd. Big discounts. And tune in next week to listen to Kevin Pissarro with the Essentials of Healthy Living. You can access this show on myvillagegreen.com. Remember to take care of yourself and at least one other person and go green. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a really great day.
At Village Green Apothecary, they've created a unique free program called the Essentials of Healthy Living, or EHL for short. EHL helps you develop a customized plan to take the guesswork out of which supplements you need. Visit their Bethesda location at 5415 West Cedar Lane and check out their easy-to-use EHL display. You can get free information cards about your health needs, from chronic ailments to heart health, allergies, or dietary issues. You'll find EHL information...
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenetics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary. Did you know the average American consumes 135 pounds of sugar a year? Get the lowdown on sugar and the natural support of GlucoCare from Himalaya Herbal Healthcare. GlucoCare has been clinically proven to maintain blood sugar levels within normal range. It also supports normal triglycerides and cholesterol levels and normally functioning cells of the pancreas. Get the lowdown on sugar and reach for all natural GlucoCare by Himalaya Herbal Healthcare, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Overwhelmed, overstressed, overworked, overeating... overindulging. Tis the season to overdo. Protect yourself and your family with Twin Lab Immunity Booster, Multivitamins, and Stress B Complex. Twin Lab vitamins and minerals can help your family stay healthy, even when they're not acting healthy. Protect your family with Twin Lab.
the most trusted name in vitamins. Twin Lab vitamins are available at all Better Health and Natural Food stores.
Wondering how to turn your bedroom into a hothouse? The answer is Hot Plants, the natural herbal way to make sex fun, vibrant, and satisfying. Two unique formulas, one for him and one for her, developed by Chris Killam, the medicine hunter. Chris's book, Hot Plants, features these exciting products from enzymatic therapy. Hot Plants from the Science of Enzymatic Therapy, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.